Hello there, welcome back to another inspiring episode of Tech Empowered. I'm your host, Yemisi, and this is the podcast where we share real stories of transformation. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev, a non-profit organization dedicated to creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. This month, we've been celebrating women and focusing on the International Women's Day. So our theme for this year is Accelerate Action. And we've had incredible conversations and we've featured women share their stories, stories of courage, determination, breaking barriers in tech. And today's episode is no different. So resilience is a word we hear often, and it is described as the ability to bounce back from challenges. But for many women, it's more than that. It's about pushing forward, even when the odds are stacked against them. It's about refusing to let setbacks define their journey. In this episode, we're talking about building resilience in the face of challenges. And our guest today is Izinne Nwokolo. She is a 2022 alumna of the Women Texas Fellowship who turns setbacks into stepping stones. Her journey is one of persistence and resilience. She faced multiple rejections while trying to get into the university. She discovered tech, and that changed everything. She started with product management during the fellowship, and now she's building a career as a product designer. But let's not give too much away. Let's hear from her. So you'll get to meet Izinne shortly. So settle in, grab your favorite drink, and let's get into it. Hello, Izinne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Yemisi. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm so, so happy to be here.
Awesome. We are happy to have you here. So let's start. For people who don't know you, right? So let's start with an introduction. So tell us about yourself, your background, what you do.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Izinne Nwokolo. I am a digital product designer and I have over 4 years experience in the tech industry generally. And within this period, I've had the opportunity to work across product management, software development, and product design. Wow. Right? And generally, I am passionate about building user-centric digital experiences that, you know, helps life. That is my goal. That is, you know, what I try to achieve at every point in my career. For every project I embark on, for every product I manage, for every single design, you know, I work on, I try to make sure that, you know, I'm building scalable solutions. And then I am also a lover of community building. I've had, you know, opportunities in the past where, you know, I led tech communities. And outside design, I am outside tech, I am a people's person. Like, people always tell me, you know, I love organization, events, organization, putting things together is just something that comes naturally. And yeah, that's it about me. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that brief introduction. Okay, so you've been through like some tough moments, especially, you know, those university rejections, and that must have really been frustrating. So looking back now, how did you deal with it and what kept you going?
Okay, honestly, it's those moments I doubted myself countlessly. At some point I felt like I was not good enough, and, you know, imagine finishing from secondary school, top of the class, and then most of your classmates are getting admission, and everybody's looking at you like, what are you still doing? What's keeping you back? You know, I had all those questions from classmates, teachers, you know, friends, even family members, right? Mm. And why are you not in school? What happened? What's going on? So I felt bad. I felt, I don't think I have the right word to even explain how much toll it took on my being, on my confidence, on my steeze generally, right? Yeah. But then one thing I did, I didn't allow it to define me. I'm not going to lie. I felt bad, you know, as a teenager, I felt really bad. But then one thing I knew was that, okay, I just believed in myself. totally. I said to myself, okay, this is not working out for me now. What, maybe it's not just time for me to get into school. So I am not going to sit back. It was a decision. I am not going to sit back and let university, school, and all of that keep me in one place in life. I have to move forward. So I made that decision to move forward in life. School or no school. I said, okay, jam didn't work out this year, right? Okay, next year we go again. But I'm not going to just sit down and wait for school to come meet me. I'm going to move on. And then I moved on. I did a few other jobs outside tech, though. Like, you know, there were times I worked as sales representative for businesses. I sold a few things, right? Mm-hmm. I just started to move on, and that was it. I started doing other things, which, you know, at the end of it, it brought me into tech. So yeah, that was it.
So how was that switch into tech? How did you discover the Women Tech Stars program? How did you enroll? What was that experience like for you?
Okay, so the Women Tech Stars program was like, you know, those moments in life where you're praying fervently for a particular thing to happen, and then God just sent one miracle your way, right? That's how I take the Women Tech Stars program. Women Tech Stars program, prior to the application, though, I was already in tech, right? I was doing a few things. I mean, I transitioned from an administrative role. I was working as a front desk officer at a firm, and then, you know, I didn't really understand what they were doing anyway, but I knew that, okay, I think this thing, these guys are doing makes sense, right? Considering that I did some computer appreciation training, so at least I knew basic knowledge. I had basic computer knowledge, right? So, I mean, that was why I was able to secure that position as a front desk officer, right? But at that point, I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. I was just taking life one day at a time. Whatever it brings, I move. But I just knew that I was not going to stay in one place. So I delved into product. That was when I got into software development. And then after I took classes on, you know, basic HTML, CSS, JavaScript, I started teaching because I love teaching. So I was teaching at that point. And then one day I say to myself, it's not like I'm not happy I'm doing this thing, but I don't even have a direction at this point. I was directionless, honestly. And one morning, I don't know, it was just God. I opened my LinkedIn. It's not like I was active on LinkedIn prior to that. I was just searching for something. And then it popped up, Women Tech Stars application. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know what I was going to get out of it at the end of the day, but I said to myself, I think this is it. I think this is it. What I'm looking for. And then, you know, I opened the tab, you know, read through, went to your website, and I was like, oh, nice. Let's explore this. So it was more of, I'm looking for clarity, and I think I've seen that thing that would help me move forward. And then I applied, and that was it. Right. So I was not even sure of what I was going to do next in my career at that point. To be honest, there was a time I went to look for a job at a restaurant to, you know, help in the kitchen. I really did not mind leaving what I was doing there, because I was so confused at some point. I really was. But then immediately I saw that flyer on LinkedIn. I just knew it was it for me, and I was going to do everything possible to get into it, right? So I made the application, took the exams that came afterwards. It wasn't easy. You guys really tested us. Yes, we went through a lot. But yes.
But it was worth it, right?
It was. And when I got into fellowship, I felt in my mind, I just knew I was made, right? Because I was finally doing something like I was finally doing something. That was it. Mm-hmm. Before the application, and I was depressed. Let's just keep that out. But then I got into the fellowship, the lessons, the it was life, like life classes, and then we even had check-ins. Can you imagine? I was like, how did I get here? this is exactly what I want, I need at this point. And that was it. So yeah, it was a miracle.
Thank you for sharing that. That's just like great insight into how that journey went for you. And so many people struggle with self-doubt, right, when things don't go as planned. And so how do you think people, women especially, can stay focused on their long-term goals and keep moving forward?
Self-doubt is how do I put it, like I tell people, it's okay for you to doubt yourself, right? I'm not going to say, that feeling is very okay. Huh? But the most important thing is understanding that feeling this way right now is part of the journey. Mm-hmm. It's very okay. Have that acceptance. Allow yourself to feel that way. It's even healthy for you, right? But then the next step is now knowing that, okay, I am feeling this way now, but I am not allowed to feel this way for a very long time, else I'll be doing more harm to myself.
Yeah.
You get it's okay, just like when they would tell, it's okay to take breaks, you know, take some steps back, realign, go out. It's fine. Doubt yourself. You are not perfect. We are not good. Do you get? So it's natural for you to have situations that will make you think that, oh, I don't think I am doing well enough. I don't think I should. It's healthy. It's okay. But making sure and understanding that you are also not allowed to feel that way for a very long time is key, right? Mm. And as women, because of all the, you know, the gender inequality thing that is everywhere, men are doing that, women are not supposed to do that. It's natural. Sometimes you feel, I'm not good enough, especially in tech. So it's very natural, but we as women, we should know that we are powerful. Like, we are too powerful. Tech, career, outside tech, outside whatever it is that society throws at us. Naturally, God made us that way. Because why is it that we are the ones bringing life? Why didn't God give men that ability? So even if you are not in tech, just know that you are a powerful being naturally. That one is follow core. Key get. So bringing it out to tech, you know, building career in tech or, you know, any aspect of life, it's very important to know that, okay, I'm doubting myself now, but I'm not allowed to do that for a very long time. What do I do next? I don't like the situation right now. So how do I get out of this situation? Think of the next step. I need to probably take a course. I should probably look for a free bootcamp. Maybe I am not financially stable now. I need a free bootcamp. Do it. Go on LinkedIn, go on Google, ChatGPT, ask people around. Okay, I think I am feeling this way because I don't have an accountability partner. I don't even know how to make sure I am doing the right thing at the right time. Join communities. There are a lot of them. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Go that way, but after feeling that way, how do you make sure you don't feel that way next month? How do you make sure you don't feel that way in the next 2 years? Mm-hmm. Because you are not allowed to feel that way for a very long time, else you'll be a failure, right? So feel that way, fine, snap out of it and take actions to not feel that way again, mm-hmm. right? So that's how I take it, and it's been working for me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, thank you. Yeah. I mean, what you said is so profound. There's self-doubt will always come, right? But what you decide and what you do with that self-doubt is what actually matters and what counts. Learning something new, completely new, especially in tech, can sometimes feel overwhelming. So were there moments when you thought, maybe this isn't for me? And how did you get through that?
Okay, so the truth is, you don't only feel that way when you are learning something new. That is what most people do not know. Even when you think you have gotten a hang of it, there are still times where you feel like, maybe this isn't for me, right? Mm. So I'm just trying to say that, okay, whether you are learning, so it doesn't just come when you are learning something new, right? Mm-hmm. It can come at any point. So this is something you should have at the back of your mind. There's no easy route. It's not always going to be simple. It's not always going to be those fancy and, you know, happy stories that, you know, people post on social media. You know, I mean, you're going to have maybe community members or people you follow on social media, you know, about posting things around how well they are doing in their track, their career, how they have scaled the hackathon, how they have, you know, been promoted. And, you know, maybe it's also a drive for you and reason why you are getting into that particular space. But then you should also know that, hey, I am going to have my first share of challenges. Well, even though, you know, I am passionate about this, right? Because that's how life is generally, naturally. You're going to have down times. You're going to have times when, you know, everything is all good. So having that understanding, having that acceptance will help you very well in your journey. So when you feel down, when you encounter challenges, you know that, okay, yes, it's part of the journey, it's part of the process, and I am not always going to be here. You can't keep staying down. You can't stay down for a long time. So when you are down, you know that, okay, yeah, this is my time to be down. I have to move forward. How do I move forward? To take necessary steps. You probably need to talk to a professional to get you out of that challenge, or you need to ask questions in your community, or maybe you even need to take a leap. You need to pivot a bit. Maybe you need to take a course. Maybe you just need to take a break. Sometimes you need to rest. Right? Take your mind off things and then come back again. Just at that point, figure out, okay, what do I need? Because I know that what I'm feeling now is okay. Right? So that is a formula I believe can work for anyone, actually.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to focus on something you said about, you know, maybe sometimes it's time for you to maybe pivot, or time for you to learn something different. And in your journey, I mean, you did software development, you did product management during the fellowship, you interned, you know, as a product manager at some point, and then now you are a product designer. How did you navigate that shift, and what advice would you give to other people thinking about exploring new roles in tech?
Okay, so that's a very, very sweet and funny, you know, question, because most times people look at me and I wonder, how are you able to do that? And just like you asked. But one thing I always say, or I always tell people, is if you want to pivot, if you want to explore, just make sure it's guided, right? Make sure you are not pivoting or moving for the wrong reasons. So this is what I mean. I started off as a software developer. I wanted to do software development. I thought that was what I wanted to do. Remember, I started off without, there was no community, there was no mentor, nothing. I just saw people with their laptops moving up and down. I felt like, okay, it's cool. I want to carry laptop up and down and stuff. I want to also be in Windows. I want to understand what APIs are. Do you get? I was the only one in the room with zero knowledge of what, you know, software development, or, you know, what they were doing. So I wanted to belong. That is it. That was it for me then. And then I got into it. I finally started carrying my own laptop. I started training meetings.
Yeah.
I did it for a while, right? But one thing was, I was intentional about my learning. I started learning. Even though I entered with vibe, I became intentional in the process. I started enjoying it at some point. But the point when I pivoted, I knew it was I had my reasons for moving, and this was it. I was doing software development. I was teaching people at the time, but I was not fulfilled, right? Mm. I don't know how to put it in words, but I just knew something was missing. I was not happy. I had to check. It was in me. I knew it was not 100% me, as it's not like I was on serious with, you know, what I was doing. I was actually putting in my all. Was it the works? Was it the environment? But I had to check different things. And I said to myself, there was a time I gave myself a 4 weeks space. If I said, okay, if I keep feeling this way for the next 4 weeks, that means, you know, this is not it for me. So I just knew that something was missing. That was one. And then when Texas program came along, why did I go for product management? In my previous role, I had opportunities to organize, you know, some events that we had at the time. We had, you know, some presentation where someone would come present about, you know, maybe challenges, different topics. I was the one in charge of that aspect of life then. I was also helping with some administrative roles generally. So I was at the center of everything organization. So when I saw the Women Techstars promotional material on social media, I went for the, before I even went for product management, I had to ask questions. I had to do my own research. What is product management? Is this, because I didn't know what product management was really then, right? So after the research, I found out that, oh, this is the role that allows me to manage people, which is something, you know, I enjoy. I don't want to just sit down in one place and then my boss is telling me, implement this feature, do this and do that. I have the opportunity to think, to innovate, manage people and build as mm-hmm. well. I don't know if you follow.
Yeah, I do.
And then I went for product management. I did my fellowship, finished successfully, got the internship, interned, you know, did it well, finished successfully as well. And today I am a digital product designer. But did I leave product management? No. So while working as a product manager, I manage developers, designers, you know, cross-functional teams, and I fell in love with design. So I now thought to myself, okay, while managing these people, what if I can also bring it to life to some extent? I started taking UI UX courses. I started learning UI UX, that's product design, while still interning, actually. Mm. And then before you know it, I got a hang of it. And my goal was to be able to manage and build. Mm. I don't just want to dish out instructions. I just don't want to write user stories. I don't want to just write acceptance criteria. I want to bring my user stories to life. I want to see this edge case. Yeah, I want to be able to solve this edge case for this project, for this product. So how do I do that? Adding product design skill to my resume. Yeah. I don't know if you get it. Mm-hmm. But I picked up the skill. So now I can comfortably manage a product end to end, and it gives me joy as a person, and I'm also bringing value to the business. I'm solving business needs, I'm also solving user needs, and I'm also keeping myself happy and fulfilled. I don't know if you get it. Mm. So intention matters. I have a problem. It's a problem when you want to pivot without any intentions. It should be guided. So mm. you don't pivot from a particular space trap to another because I think this one is hard. Customer success is easier. Let me go and do some customer success. Product management is easier. They don't write code. I beg, this code is hard. No, that is when you get it all wrong. Sometimes you might vibe it and get it right. You know, different mm. Things work for different. Everybody has their own path. But if you, I am very sure that if you do it for the wrong reasons, you will keep doing it. And you know what will happen? You will never settle. Mm. So it is very important that you understand, you have a reason for every single action you take. So if you are pivoting, let it be that you have done your research, you understand why you are making this move. In fact, speak to people about it, professionals about it. Do you get? It's possible that, okay, this, what you are doing now is not really aligned with maybe your plans, your goals. And it's fine to pivot. It's okay to explore. There's no one way fit all for everything. Do you get? There's no formula. But what I know is, if you are going to make any switch, you have to be intentional, so you don't get it wrong.
Thank you so much for that. I mean, there are a lot of nuggets in what you've just said. Ensure that you're guided in whatever it is you're trying to do. If you're trying to make a change, what's your why? That's very important. And then being intentional in whatever it is whatever decision you're trying to make. You know, don't make the decisions for the wrong reasons, right? There should be something, because there's that why that will keep you, even when you get into another field or another role and then it seems like it's getting a bit challenging, when you remember why you decided to go on that journey in the first place, that also keeps you moving forward. Okay, so your journey is proof that setbacks don't define the outcome. So for someone out there who is feeling discouraged or afraid to start over, whether in your education, career, or just life in general, what would you say to them? Was that one thing you'd say to them?
One thing I'll say to them is, if you stop, you have really done a lot of harm to yourself. And you know the funny thing, nobody cares. People want to see, or nobody cares about, oh, I stopped because this, that, that. Nah, I don't care. What I know is you have stopped. I will leave you. The train will leave you. So don't stop. Should always be in your head. You are not allowed to stop. The only thing that should stop you is, okay, you are dead. You have dropped dead. There's no life in you anymore. If you have that at the back of your mind, you won't stop. So just know that you are allowed to feel down. Yes, you're allowed to beat yourself and feel like you are not enough. It's fine. You're allowed to have imposter syndrome. It's part of the process. But stopping, you are not allowed. Once you have that conviction and it's a rule for you as a person, you are going to win. Definitely. You are going to win. Yeah.
Don't stop. Always keep moving forward. Thank you so much, Ezine, for sharing your story and for sharing these insightful words. Wow, it's been a great conversation. And today we've explored how to keep moving forward, even when the road is uncertain. You know, Ezine's story is a testament to what's possible when you refuse to give up. We've heard how setbacks don't have to be the end of the road. It can only be a redirection to something even greater if you decide not to stop and always look for what's next. What can I do differently? So if you've ever doubted your abilities, or you felt overwhelmed by learning something new, or wondered if you should keep moving forward, if you should keep pushing forward, take this as a reminder that your journey is still unfolding. And every challenge is shaping you for what's ahead. And as we wrap up Women's Month, it's been an interesting month. We've had so many wonderful conversations. Please keep learning, keep believing, keep showing up for yourself. Most importantly, keep accelerating action wherever you find yourself. A huge thank you to Ezine for sharing her journey with us. And to you, our listeners, if this episode inspired you, be sure to subscribe, like, share with your friends, your colleagues, your community. And until next time, stay motivated. I remain your host, Yemisi, and have an amazing, amazing time. Bye for now.